Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know I have a man crush on DK Metcalf.
No doubt.
He's a basket case. I freely admit it. The guy is, he's on edge. I think he needs an offensive coach, and I think he needs somebody who can wrap their arms around him. He needs to be coddled, and I think he's a great example of a guy like, oh my goodness, if Kansas City ever gets their hands on him, because I think he is not made for long for Seattle. I just don't see it. He needs an offensive coach, but they do draft really well. And I know that quarterback is like a big question mark. It's the most important spot. Geno Smith's like 21-20, I believe, as the Seahawks starter.
Yep.
Jackson Smith in Jigba is an excellent player.
Yep.
Crisp route runner, physical, great footwork. Witherspoon is a stud. Mm-hmm. I love him in the secondary. Mm-hmm. Reed destroyed them all night. He was impossible to move. That's the defensive tackle. And then this guy, Kenneth Walker, is just an absolute monster. They do have players.
They've got players, no doubt about it. But they did not execute well, and I think that had a lot to do with the 49ers' defensive line. I thought they set the tone, including number 97. And as we give away game balls today, my game ball would go to number 97. Now, there's a lot of candidates. But when I asked my star player, my highest paid player, to step up on a Thursday night after the week that we had, losing to Arizona, kind of calling out some of the adjustments there, talking a little bit, which really has some of the fans thinking, wait a minute here, go get the quarterback. Well, Bosa went to go get the quarterback over and over, and Geno Smith felt them all night long. So if I had a game ball to give away, it'd be the number 97, Nick Bosa.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give mine to Brock Purdy. And the reason being is that, you know, I watched the game back again this morning and just only a couple of, like, missed throws in terms of accuracy. One with Debo over the middle. And, you know, I think the one to Debo that he caught was not the greatest. You're talking about the first down one on third that you referenced earlier.
Right, throw it behind him.
Exactly.
On the drag route.
Outside of that, he was almost flawless in terms of anticipation. Pre-snap reading the matchups, you know, ball placement, accuracy. He hit Patrick Taylor on a couple underneath passes. And, you know, they win a game without Jordan Mason, essentially, in the second half.
Right.
They win a game where things weren't going great for them in terms of just some odd penalties and situational stuff. And, you know, I didn't think the protection was the best, though I thought Juice and Trent blocked their butts off.
Right.
And Pooney blocked his butt off yesterday. I just thought Brock was excellent. And in terms of not turning the ball over on a short week, he gave me everything I need my franchise quarterback to give me.
No, he was sensational. Sensational.
Legs?
Since scrambling, the ability to extend plays, I never want to take that out of him. I want him to continue that quality of moving around in the pocket, extending plays with his legs, because that's the difference in today's NFL. You look at Patrick Mahomes last Monday night against New Orleans. What's the difference offensively for Kansas City? Sure, they're converting third downs and they're running the ball well, but his ability, Patrick Mahomes, that is, to extend plays. Mm-hmm. This is why you get scared when you play the Josh Allen's of the world, when you play the Lamar Jackson's of the world, when you play the Jordan Love's of the world. You're thinking to yourself, these guys can extend plays, man. Joe Burrow. That's the difference between being a top five, top seven quarterback to being a 15th best quarterback to the 20th best quarterback, because you can use your legs to extend plays and give your playmakers a chance to make plays.
And I know Garendo at the end of the game, B, is going to get a lot of love for that big, you know, burst run. I mean, the speed was spectacular.
Right.
Jordan Mason was going to run for like 140 in this game if he stayed healthy.
He was running hard.
Oh, my goodness. He had that
hard.
One run for about 30 yards.
He had the 38-yarder.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it was 38. Yarder. Okay. He, like, the shiftiness, the cutback, the arm. He does these stiff arms in the open field. Again, people are going to say Marshawn Lynch. Steven Jackson's the guy he reminds me of. I think he's a beast. Lawrence Maroney or Marion Barber. There's a lot of guys that played that physical brand. He's just such a unique player. If they could ever get CMC and JP Mason on the field healthy at the same time with Debo Samuel, I mean, you got thunder and lightning.
Yeah, what you think about the, before we go back out to the lines, 888-957-9570, if you got a game ball to give away to somebody and give me some positives or negatives about the win last night, if there's one thing that has to rectify itself, and has to clean. They have to clean up the red zone. They have to clean up. The first drive they went on, 13 plays, 90 yards, which took 7 minutes and 28 seconds off the clock. It converted third downs, which is beautiful. Purdy scrambled on the first two third downs. Remember that? Third and two at your own 11. He scrambles for 3 yards. Later on, it's third and one. I love the play action pass to give the ball to Deebo Samuel. Deebo makes a great play for 11 yards. I thought Purdy and company were excellent. Now, they settled for a 25-yard field goal because you get the first to go to the Seattle 10. And what did you get? A predictable run play, right, from Jordan Mason. And he had no score on that to complete that drive. But I thought it did set a tone, Shasky, to take over 7 minutes off the clock. You take the crowd out of the game. You wear their defense out. And you go 90 yards to flip the field position. I thought it was a great tone setter. Even though they ended up with 3 points, they've got to clean up the red zone efficiency. But I thought the opening drive was really, really good. And it was a good script by Shanahan and Purdy.
Yeah, the opening drive was really, really nice, and the predictable first down runs are just becoming a thing. And for me, it's like first and goal from the 9, first and goal from the 10, and it's like, yep, come on, guys, we gotta throw the ball. That's right. Why I liked Purdy later on in the game, throwing the ball into the end zone.
Yeah,
throw the ball into the end zone.
It's unbelievable they ran the ball damn near every time.
Bonte, how about this sequence? I think it was, I don't know, the fourth or fifth possession. At the time, they're up 13-0, okay? And they get all the way down to Seattle's 13. Mm-hmm. And then they lose a yard, yep, all right? And now it's second and 11. And then you got an incomplete pass. It's just a bad pass by Purdy. He had Deebo on the little crosser. And then you throw a Kyle Juszczyk screen.
Yeah. Well, Shanahan discussed that play after the game because they were a block away from it popping. It was a block away from popping, but you know,
I get it. Juice is just not one of the top guys.
Yeah, but you probably try to outsmart yourself saying they're not going to guard Juszczyk. They're going to forget about him in the red zone because you do have to get on Deebo and Ayuk. I get that. I get it. And then I would complain, but I like to run a good screen pass on 3rd and 11 on NCAA football. So who am I to talk? No, I'm kidding.
If we were all sitting in just a quiet space at the beginning of the year and we're like, lethal threats on screen downs, 3rd and long. Juice is like the 10th guy on the roster. I'd rather give the ball to Trent Williams on that play than give it to Juice.
Well, Juice scored a touchdown yesterday.
Oh, yeah, on the fullback dive later in the game.
Juice has made some big plays. I mean, hell.
No, he made some plays, but you get where I'm going.
Yeah, you know, but Juszczyk is a good piece for this team, man. I mean, he did score 2 touchdowns in Super Bowl 54. He has had big plays in big games, running seam routes or whatnot.
My philosophy is simple. In the red zone.
I don't love the play call.
In the red zone, I call plays for playmakers.
No, I hear you.
It's going to be my template.
No, I hear you. It wasn't the greatest play call. I didn't like the sequence of plays on that. I didn't like the personnel during that three-play sequence. You have to clean up the red zone as the 49ers. Now they go 3-5 yesterday in the red zone. They did start scoring touchdowns there late in the second half. So right now, 3-5 last night, that means they are 12 of 27 in the red zone on the season. Again, not 50%. You got to clean it up.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.